نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Now in the recitation of the Quran Sharif we came across the ayat وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Now many a times you have heard the translation, the meaning and the explanation of this ayat. But for us, it is a reminder that it is not just our speech which is sufficient. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, whose word can be better than that person's word who calls towards Allah Ta'ala? That is the best word. Of all the speeches and all the words, the best is the calling towards Allah Ta'ala. But then immediately after that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا If you are calling towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then you must do also righteous deeds and good deeds. So they call towards Allah and they do righteous deeds. That meaning that they practice and act upon that which they are calling towards. It is the duty of every Muslim to call towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to call towards Salat, to call towards the fulfillment of the Ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. So as he is calling others, his family, his children, his neighbors, his society, then he must be the most practical person also. He must make amal on that which he is calling towards. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Allah Ta'ala says, and he says that I am from the Muslimin. That means from those who submit myself totally to the will and desire of Allah Ta'ala, I am from amongst them. So I am calling towards Allah Ta'ala, making the person is calling towards Allah Ta'ala, is making amal on that which he is calling, and he is not ashamed to declare that he is a Muslim. Sometimes a person is calling towards Allah Ta'ala, he is a Muslim, but he is ashamed that at the airport, if I'm going to make salat in front of all these people here, what will they say? So the person is ashamed. Or he is in a company where some wrong is now taking place, some haram indulgence. So he is ashamed to walk away from this. These people, what will they say? That this man is orthodox, is old-fashioned. He is not moving with the times. So now the person stays there. It's a walima, which is halal, which is permissible. But if music starts playing there, and he is surrounded by all those people who are modern thinkers, so now he's ashamed to walk out because they will consider him as a meek and humble and useless lamb. So the person is not afraid to say, إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ He's not afraid to say that I am a Muslim. If he doesn't say it in speech, then he shows it in action. Every time speech is not essential. Sometimes it's just the action that is a speech in itself. If there are a group of people that are engaged in playing football, cricket or something of that kind, and this person is also there playing with them, this young person, and now the azan goes. So 11 of them or 22 of them are playing. And 22 of the 22 is the only one that's a namazi. So if he is going to tell those 22 people that now stop this game and let's go for namaz, he is fearing that somebody from amongst them will say, you became a very holy. Carry on, you go make your namaz. Or they may pass some other kind of statement. So at such a time, the person does not say, you go and make your namaz. What he says is that namaz time is up, the azan has been given, the call has been given. I am going to make my salat. That's all. He says, I am going to make my salat. So saying that I am going to make my salat is in actual fact telling them that you too should be making your salat. Now if they don't make, that's their azab. That's their problem. But you have given the dawat to them. The same with ladies. It's a marriage occasion, there's some other occasion. None of them are really getting ready to make salat because they are in the hall there or they somewhere where everybody is all concerned only about the feasting and the partying. So now she says that, I'll make my salat and come just now. I'm just going to make my salat. I'm just going to make my namaz. So there's not much speech that she gave. But that is also a dawat, that I am going and you are a Muslim too. Namaz is farz on you also 5 times a day. So you too should proceed and go and make your salat. So different occasions, that calling will be in a different way. But the person has to call. Unfortunately, our weakness is either we don't call, and if we do call, then we don't make amal. And if we make a little bit of amal, then we are afraid and ashamed to let people see us as Muslims. But if we do all three things, then with very little speech, people will come towards Islam in deen and sharia. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal.